year at that time of year where manifestation is at an all-time high. And why is this? It's normally when we get to the end of a year and the calendar changes and the clock strikes midnight on December 31st and January is a brand new mindset. But is manifestation your mindset? And who is holding you to your own manifestation? Who can teach manifestation? Who understands manifestation? And it's a time of year where we see in the health and wellness industry, or sometimes even outside of that, people holding intention setting ceremonies. But what actually goes into manifestation? And is there a dark side? Here's the thing with manifestation that I found in my experience. When we do vision boards or vision boarding in ceremonial settings, whether they're workshops or events online, what we are essentially seeing are your limiting beliefs being magnified. And yes, while we bring awareness to those limiting beliefs and those things that we want and the things that we want to manifest, when we do these intention setting workshops and events, we are actually working on someone else's time. And what we're also actually seeing is their limiting beliefs. So it's hard to actually think that in essence, you are highlighting your limiting beliefs. But when we talk about manifestation, what we are essentially trying to do is bring something from the mental plane into the physical plane, which sounds easy, right? There is a lot more that goes into manifestation, and understanding timing is a massive part of that. When we do these events, we are actually on someone else's timing, and sometimes we're unable to manifest things because we're not understanding that timing. And when we don't get it instantly, we get angry and go, screw it, it wasn't meant for me. But then again, maybe we're not understanding the timing, you know, and the energetic layers that go into manifestation. When we talk about planes, the physical plane, the mental plane, the emotional plane, the spiritual plane, all of these things have to be in alignment for it to happen. And when you understand energetics, and normally, let's go back, actually, who is trained in energetics is the person doing the manifestation ceremony trained in energetics. And why is this important? One reason is that when we manifest from a place of gratitude, which is source energy, is it enough? And in essence, no, because gratitude has precursors. They have prerequisites, like joy is a precursor to wonder. Wonder then leads to gratitude. But the attitude of gratitude and the hashtag be kind isn't always enough. In fact, it's just not enough just to be grateful for what you have. Because if you're truly grateful for what you have, then you're not actually in a space to be manifesting more, because you have that knowing. So in essence, this is actually a superficial level, and it's a superficial level on the physical plane, which then isn't taking into consideration all the other planes. Now, if you're trained in energetics, and what I mean by that is things like Reiki, crystal healing training, anything around the metaphysical and the esoteric, it will teach you mainly about space and time, the lines in between that, and how they actually don't exist. So time doesn't exist, it's a figment of your imagination. Once you know that and you can change your non-linear thinking, then you're on the right path and you're in alignment to receive. And when you understand about the seven planes of existence, you understand about the seven bodies that surround you energetically. So when we're doing these events, you're not necessarily in alignment, because those seven planes of energy are actually around the people who are holding them, but they're not putting you in a space to receive them. And there are different levels of manifestation. There's moon magic manifestation, where the moon is this cyclical process. is sex, magic, and manifestation, which is a primal manifestation. And then we're manifesting around things that we believe that we can't have because they're on a vision board. And that is a limiting belief. But before we get to limiting beliefs, we have to go through your energetic layers of lack around poverty consciousness, self-worth. And this is actually a long game, because to eliminate those beliefs and really eliminate them can take years of inner work, understanding your timing, and in essence it just doesn't come down to love and light. What we tend to see around manifestation are actually people's control issues, because you're trying to control an outcome that hasn't happened yet. But if you are using your control issues, then you are not allowing that to unfold organically. It's actually a forced chemical process, which is what we see when we see these events, these intention ceremonies, these manifestation ceremonies. And quite honestly, if they're not teaching you energetics about the causal body, the seven bodies, the seven planes of existence, which come into alignment with somebody's energetic teachings that they have received, they've worked on, they've cleared their blocks, what are they teaching you? What are you actually paying for that ceremony? And are they really in alignment with themselves? So to understand the manifestation process is to understand time. But you don't like to wait. If you don't like to wait, then you end up massively chemically forcing things to happen. So who is helping you manifest? Are they in alignment with their own process? Have they cleared their own blocks around receiving lack, abundance? Are they trained in energetics? Do they understand energetics? Do they understand your timing? Do you understand your timing? Understanding your timing around integration, limiting beliefs, time of year, things like that. But what happens when you manifest something and it's too soon? I hear this a lot. Oh, this has happened. It wasn't supposed to happen yet, but it's great that it's happened. That is true manifestation and true alignment. And when we wobble because we get these things that we did want, but we wanted it in the future, then you're still not understanding time. And when you question it, you are essentially blocking yourself again and not understanding what alignment took place within the seven planes of existence, within the seven bodies, around manifesting that. Understanding time in itself is one of the greatest tools, personally, I have found. And we can be duped into seeing people on Instagram, this hologenetic matrix where people are absolutely killing it and crushing it. And really what we're seeing are people burnt out. Because when we go on that massive hustle and we live in that hustle culture, we're not seeing an organic unfolding. We are seeing a chemical forced reaction. And manifestation is not spiritual. It gets dressed up, it's got a bad rap, but true manifestation and true alignment is something that you contemplate, it percolates, and you put it out to the ethers. And that's where the seven bodies come in. This is the ether. You put it there in the memory tank, the store, the bank, the memory bank, and it's there, it's done, and you move on and you crack on. And when we over-identify with trying to get those things and it doesn't happen, it's just quite simply not your time.